Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Christian McVie on the front of Fleetwood Mac there. Big fan of that band and that lady. She's a country woman of our guest this half hour. Brian Marcel is an Englishman like Christy but he's today he's not there. He's not in England. He's in Hungary doing business as the founder and the chairman of the International Barcode System Group. He's the author of a new book called Raise the Bar, Change the Game, just now out in audio, right, Brian? Are you there? Did we lose Brian? Well, looks like we lost him. We'll try to get him back. So as you can imagine, folks, we're talking to him in Hungary. So you can imagine all the different switches that have to be put into place to make that connection. We're going to get him back on the line. So I was talking to him about what he's doing over there. He's got several businesses that he's working with over there that he's part of with his barcode system. And so he's a high-tech guy. He's an entrepreneur guy. And we were talking about the differences in doing business in Eastern Europe. Now think about, Brian, I was just telling them that you're in Eastern Europe, you're in Hungary. And I was telling the audience about how much different things are today in Eastern Europe compared to where they were, say, 30, maybe even 20 years ago, when they were either still in Soviet control, coming out of Soviet control, or recovering from Soviet control. Where are things now in those countries? Are you there? Did we lose him again? Well, I thought we had him. All right, well, as you know, now I've spoken with a number of these people over there. I've talked to them. I've had them on the show. I've met with them face-to-face, people in the Republic of Georgia and those other countries talking about their how things are over there, entrepreneurship. They're excited about entrepreneurship in those countries, but it's different. And one of the things Brian was telling us about is the how different things are. Brian, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
There you go. You were telling me off the air, or actually you were telling us at the end of the last segment, how different entrepreneurship is in Europe, and how in America we take it for granted. It's sort of in our DNA. It's like, okay, this morning, do I want to go to work? Do I want to start a business? I'll flip a coin. And if you said to someone in America, I want to start a new business, they'd pat you on the back. They'd give you a high five. They say, go for it. What can I do to help you? It's not that way in every country, is it?
No, and you know, when I first came to Eastern Europe, which was in 1987, because I was looking for new markets, really, to attack, And it looked like the wall might come down because Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, and Gorbachev were talking.
Tear down this wall. Friendly.
Yeah, tear down this wall. And sure enough, it did. So I went out looking for potential entrepreneurs that I could set up in business and have joint ventures with. So I've traveled a lot to various state-run companies, and it was incredible because, you know, there was no such word as sell in those days, no such word as manage, and no such word as entrepreneur.
Wow.
Because it was a planned economy where people had to buy what they were told.
You mean like the socialism that they're espousing over here in America these days, the some of the politicians, you mean like that?
I don't know, actually, what they're espousing, but I doubt it's as bad as communism, where you have no choice.
Right.
You have to pay the price, and you have to, you know, that's why there are lots of food shortages and things like that. I remember when I was in Moscow once in 1988, and McDonald's came in for the first time and opened a branch there.
Right.
They were expecting about 1,000 people, but they got 10,000 people to the opening, and they were snaking around the block.
And they ran out of meat, didn't they?
But no, I mean, I managed to find some fantastic young people whose parents maybe were communists and, you know, tough people, but they were desperate. They knew about the West, and they liked the way the Westerners did business.
Right.
So I was able to take them out.
How westernized? How westernized is entrepreneurship in those countries, like in Hungary, in Poland today? How close are they to making entrepreneurship something that is part of the culture, part of the marketplace?
I mean, they are probably 3 or 4 years behind the West generally, but you know their technology has moved ahead a lot because they've been able to leapfrog some of the mistakes we made, especially in mobile telephones.
What about access to capital? I've got about 30 seconds. Do they have access to capital?
Oh, yes, they have access to capital. But there aren't so much these venture capitalists that we have that can provide it. Although
banks, can they borrow money from banks?
Yes, they can. They absolutely can. And rates are quite good.
Good.
So it is all coming, you know.
That's the key. The lifeblood of an entrepreneur, the lifeblood of starting an entrepreneurship operation is having a relationship with a bank. There's no question about that in America. I know that's what it is. Hey, Brian, good job today. The book is called Raise the Bar, Change the Game. Just out now in audio form, right, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I need your website quickly, please.
Yes, brianmarcel.net.
.net, MARCEL.net. Hey, Brian, good job today. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.